What about these animals that you hear around ponds at night making a croaking noise?
Frogs.
Yeah. What about the big one with the...
Bullfrogs.
Right. Do you have one that stays mostly around land?
A croaking? Or you just have a toad frog
that
stays on land, don't you?
Call him a...
Toad frog.
Do you ever see these little tiny ones that don't get much bigger than that?
Rain frogs, mm-hmm. The little green ones.
What do you call them, rain frogs?
I think, don't they make their noise when it rains or when they want it to rain? I don't know why they're called a rain frog.
Okay. When you go fishing, if you're going to use live bait, what might you use?
Worms, mm-hmm. Wigglers.
You ever heard of one called a night crawler? Kind of worm?
I don't know about a night crawler.
Okay.
Unless it's an earthworm.
What about little fish you might use for bait?
Oh, yeah, little minnows.
Okay.
Crickets.
What about an animal that has a hard shell and can pull his head and legs in?
Turtle. Gopher.
What's that?
A gopher is a form of turtle, I guess. And I think there's a difference. Now, really,
does he stay in the water?
I don't know.
Not sure about that.
I don't believe the gopher stays in water. You have gopher holes. The dig. I think they stay on the probably wrong.
People out further west got a kick out of that. They're not familiar with the turtle, any kind of turtle being called a gopher. They think of the little rodent, you know.
It's a gopher. It's a gopher. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about the cooter? You ever heard that word used?
Yes, but I don't know the difference.
And it's called a
cooter?
Yeah. Anybody would be likely to use that word around here?
I don't hear it used anymore. When I was a child, I remember hearing of cooters, but I don't know that I've heard it for many years.
Would people ever use the word terrapin?
I don't think it's used in this area.
I see. Okay. What about these things? You can eat them or use them as bait. People in New Orleans area like to eat them. They look like little lobsters.
Shrimp?
Well... These things, you find them in freshwater streams. They'll swim away from you backwards, kind of.
Crawdad or...
Do you like those? You ever had any? Just stay away from them.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a crawdad or crawfish around here? Or usually a crawdad?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We found something on the patio one evening that the dog had found. And a neighbor said it was a crawfish, I think, and it was this type of thing. And there's a stream behind these houses, so, you know, I guess it came from there.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Some insects. The insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them, that's a...
Moth?
Yeah, the plural, more than one. You say you got a closet full of...
Moths?
Yeah. Is there any particular name for the insect that you see at night around a street light just flying around and around the light?
I think that's another form of moth.
Is it?
Candlefly?
Candleflies?
I don't know if that's one that you had in mind or not.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
There's a candlefly.
Okay. What about this kind of insect you see at night usually blinking on and off?
Oh, lightning bug.
Did y'all run around catching those?
Oh, indeed, yes.
What about an insect that you usually see around a pond or a lake? It's got a long, thin body and transparent wings. It usually likes to light on your fishing pole. You have to jiggle it to get him off.
A dragonfly.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever heard him called anything else around
I'm
here?
Trying to think. Mosquito hawk, I think.
You ever heard snake doctor?
No.
You hadn't heard that?
Are they snake doctors?
Some people call them that.
No, I've never heard that.
Okay. What about insects around here that are bad to sting you?
Mosquitoes.
Thing besides that? Ones that make paper nests?
Wasp. Those are hornets, though.